What is Brian Foley, the Tallentown town manager, what's he doing to prepare his town for the winter, whatever it is?
Ah, yes.
Brian?
I love all of it. I went out to DPW on Wednesday afternoon. They started hooking up the plows and the trucks and getting the salt ready and getting everything going. So for me, it's fantastic. I got all my machines at home ready to go. It's
what machines do you have?
I have a side-by-side Honda Pioneer with a plow on the front of it.
Nice.
Which is, a buggy, basically. And then I have a big Ariens snowblower with hand warmers.
I don't have the hand warmers. I have Ariens, but no hand warmers. Wow, you get the good one.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it's hand warmers. Yep, I love it. And there's just not enough snow to make any of them worth having right now. But
right.
Hopefully I'll get to push some snow around on Saturday.
I saw a giant F-350 yesterday with a plow on it and a sander on the back. And I'm like, this guy's in heaven right now.
He's ready. Finally! Make some money!
Yeah.
So, did you see this story with the state trooper and the guy? And the guy who was tased, then he ran and he ran into a truck. He was hit by a pickup, and then he falls on the ground.
I think the pickup was hit by the man.
Yeah. He ran into the pickup.
They were both moving, though, right?
Yes, but
he was moving
he
faster.
He was the aggressor, yes.
Yeah, he ran right into the truck.
Yeah, because splat.
He didn't have his blinker on or anything.
Nothing.
And then the state trooper runs up to him, and the guy's still not, he's like, nah, I'm not going to get arrested. He starts going for a gun in his ankle.
Yep.
Holster. And then he was shot. So he was tased, hit by a truck, and shot all in under 60 seconds.
Wow.
Let's play a little audio, then we'll get Brian's take on it.
The officer used verbal commands to start.
Come here. No, don't hold on. Come here.
He used a taser and actually brought the individual down.
Hold on!
The officer kept articulating,
taser.
Stop.
Stop!
This individual reached for a handgun, and that's deadly physical force.
Get on the ground!
A chaotic 56 seconds for Trooper Joseph Godbout.
Shots fired! Shots fired! Shots fired!
I would like to argue it was also a chaotic 50 seconds for the guy who was shot.
Yes.
And the poor guy driving into Taco Bell.
What's that, Brian?
And the guy driving into Taco Bell.
Yeah.
The poor guy in the truck.
Yeah. Jeez.
I'm just going to get lunch now. I'm a witness.
I just wanted a gordita. That's all I wanted.
Not going to have to answer questions.
A gordita.
That's all I wanted was a gordita.
So what happens to that guy in the truck? He's driving in, just going to pick up a quick lunch. A guy runs into his truck and gets shot. So now he's there for what? He can't leave, right?
Yeah, insurance also.
Well, they're going to be pretty good with him in that scenario there. One, they're going to have almost instant video from the body camera and from Taco Bell. They'll get his name, his information. If it's a local guy, with good credentials right there, they might say, hey, we're going to cut you loose, but we're going to need one heck of a statement from you. But in that scenario, they probably did bring him right to the troop and have him punch out a statement and get it out right away while it's still fresh in his mind.
Still, you're hungry when you roll in.
You have a half-hour lunch break.
Get you the gordita, and then we'll meet you over.
Right.
But you're standing there, and tell me this guy didn't think this. There's a guy laying on the ground who's shot.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, I just wanted a burrito.
Yeah. And how about all the people inside in the middle of taking a bite of their taco?
But they're eating!
Right, yeah. Yeah, but you guys sit there watching everybody else eat. You can smell the food being cooked. Yeah.
You roll in hungry, and that's like, all right.
You think, do you want the nachos with the cheese? Do you want a Baja Blast?
Hey, can someone get me a taco that I can bring with me? A little bag of tacos?
Do you want a Mountain Dew with extra Baja
hot sauce
Blast?
On that.
Do you want a Dr. Pepper? What am I going to have with those? And bam, what the hell? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But then the guy shot right in front of you. He was shot right in front of the truck.
So can you leave the truck, walk into Taco Bell, get your food, come back?
Not in this scenario, but as a cop, when things happen at places like that, sometimes you'd look at it like, well, I'm here. I might as well grab something to eat.
You mean you gotta eat? You gotta eat.
I remember we shut down a Dunkin' Donuts once for something that had happened terribly inside, and we're all standing there, detectives. We're just kind of looking right in front of the counter, you know.
It's like I'm still hungry.
You know, we're cops, and we're here.
Yeah, we're hungry. We're gonna be here for a while, yeah.
Right?
Stand by while stereotypes create themselves. We'll have some donuts, please.
Oh, right. There's some fresh Boston creams right there. Just call me.
God,
nice.
We were talking about this earlier. Why does the state trooper yell "Taser, Taser, Taser"?
I know. It sounds hokey. They have to. You know, that's the policy and the training. That's how they're trained. It's funny how this trooper did. He should get two medals. You know, one for heroism and one for life saving. This suspect, in so many cops' eyes and actions, would be dead. And for this cop to only shoot him once is incredible, above and beyond restraint. You know, a vertical track, you know, they train you when someone's pulling a gun on you. They train you to shoot, you know, to kill and pull that trigger till they're down. That for him only to shoot one, that I don't know too many cops who would have done that. That cop did an amazing job. This guy, every day is Easter Sunday for him, and every day is a resurrection. He should not be on this earth. He should write the cop a thank you note for not killing him. I mean, it's incredible. He pulled that gun. I mean, he's wearing skinny jeans and trying to pull out a revolver out of his ankle.
Yeah, not a good idea.
This is why he couldn't get. But thank God he's wearing skinny jeans.
Yeah,
this is why he had trouble.
Yeah,
getting those pants.
Thank God.
Yeah,
yeah. You owe that. Thank God.
Yep. Yeah. Thank God.
You owe that cop a gordita.
Yeah. And then, you know, he's driving around. They put out an APB for a Mercury Grand Marquis, a green Mercury Grand Marquis. I mean, that's, you know, an 80s model Grand Marquis.
Seriously.
That's going to jump out at you.
Yep.
Wow.
You don't see those around very often.
Now, I kind of started in the middle of this story. The beginning of the story starts in Rhode Island, right?
He's got a warrant for armed robbery. This is a bad guy.
Armed robbery.
Wow. Yep. Armed robbery. So the trooper, when he sees the car, right away he knows. But you know, the troopers, I feel bad. You're out unkillingly. You're next. Your backups, you know, God knows how far away. And so you got to be ready to approach. And thank God this cop. One of the most important things is the cop's holding a taser when this guy pulls a gun. And the transition he makes from taser to gun, and the way the camera is situated, you can't see it. But that's an amazing transition to make in that amount of time, and then to squeeze off one shot, just a fantastic job. The only thing you could say he did wrong there, other cops might say, they should have shot him more. And you know, got the gun away, and the cop did an amazing job, and the inspector general's office did a good job getting this out. And this is a new thing, but you know, there was some resistance to the inspector general coming in and investigating police crimes. So here we are, 4 days later, the video's out, clear as a bell. I mean, some of the stop frames, you know, you can see the guy. He twice, by the way, when he ran around the corner of Taco Bell there, he was sitting down when the cop caught up to him, reaching into the tapered jeans, trying to get his ankle holster out, and that's when he caught the taser. And thank God, because he was waiting. If any slower, that guy would have been waiting around the corner with the gun when the cop came around.
Jesus.
Yeah, thank God for tapered jeans.
Watch that video again, because you're going to see him sitting there as he goes around the corner. Then when the Ford F-150 puts the bumper into him, as soon as he hits the ground, he starts going after the ankle holster again.
Yep.
So the cop, you know, the cop did an amazing job. You know, you see someone reaching into their ankle like that, you're going to have some idea right away. And when you ask for ID and the guy takes off in a random parking lot, a robbery suspect, armed robbery suspect, that's an escalation. And the cop did everything from verbal commands to saying the taser, you have to say that, and then to where it happened, and you have to say it when appropriate. I don't even think the cop had to say taser in this situation. He went above and beyond there too.
So somebody called in earlier and said he says you say taser to one, let the person know it's coming, but also for other officers that may be around you to know that it's not gunfire that they're about to hear.
It's a taser, yeah.
A couple things. One, you had to get out of the way. Two, don't deploy your pepper spray, because the two together can be flammable, and so there's a lot of
oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a Monday morning stunt or stupid.
Fuego. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Get ready, Pat.
Has that happened? We have Brian Foley. God. He's a Tallentown town manager and long history of police service in Connecticut. Has that happened? Someone's used pepper spray and a taser at the same time?
I don't know. In police magazines, you read about it and everything. Yeah. That is my
Bill, can you see if there's a video?
That's got to be. They should put those two together.
Sound.
Yeah. Taser and Fuego.
Taser, Fuego, yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
But really, it's for everyone to, you know, to get out of the way, basically. But yes, and also that, you know, to let them know that it's not deadly force. It's just good practice to say, and I can't believe the cop was able to spit it out there a few times to warn the guy. You know, you can tell he's just doing it out of training, because it's so the way he says it is just so monotone, and
right.
Saying it the way they train you to. So, but boy, what an amazing job! I can't believe that the trooper only shot this guy once, and he's lucky to be alive, and that trooper deserves a heck of a pat on the back, and there will be a medal ceremony for that trooper.
Really?
Yay. Good.
Really?
Wow.
Good.
Yeah.
And there should be one for the guy who hit him with the vehicle, because that slowed him down.
No.
Right.
No, he gets a gift card, Taco Bell.
Yeah, yeah, in hockey, he would get an assist for that, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Was the guy who ran it, the guy who was shot and who was running, was he looking the opposite direction when he ran into the pickup truck?
He must have, right?
I think he was looking behind him to see what the state cop was doing,
right?
The trooper.
Yeah, I don't know if he was zigging or zagging, and it just came too fast. I don't know if he was thinking of taking the truck and ripping the guy out of the truck and taking that
jacket, yeah,
or jumping across it kind of thing over the hood and jumping in like that. But it
too
just,
high.
Thank God.
Maybe his legs were still feeling the effects of the taser a little.
All right, so if you're gonna commit crime, don't wear skinny jeans.
So, yeah, who knows? But if I saw a guy running from the cops, and I'm pulling into the Taco Bell in my pickup truck, I might not hit the brakes when he jumps in front of me. So.
Oops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and man. That has happened, by the way. And so, good job by everybody involved there.
My truck, I wouldn't have seen him. Boom, what the hell was that?
Yeah. Right.
Oops. What was that? I just ran over.
Then once the guy runs into the truck, he falls down. He goes for his ankle, the gun in his ankle holster, gets shot in the chest. What happens after that?
So you can kind of catch a couple seconds of the cop, you know, calling for backup. You know, it's shots fired. So everyone's coming now. Number one, the dispatcher is going to start local ambulance and local fire to the scene ASAP to start rendering first aid. Cop's in a tough spot there. He can't go to his car and get his first aid kit because he's got this guy on the ground. He's got the gun right by his hand still. So what typically I would do is I'd kick that gun, you know, off to the side, keeping an eye on it, keeping an eye on that guy and holding it until someone else gets there that can hold this guy or secure this guy. Then first aid and start to stop the bleed almost immediately, depending on where you got him. And I'm sure they did. And all that's on video. And they check to make sure first aid's applied in a timely manner and called for. And when the ambulances were dispatched, they check everything now. And then everyone's coming. The sergeant's coming. The lieutenant's coming. The captain, major crimes, the crime scene guys, everything. And the inspector general's office, just everyone's coming. The cop's going to get some unplanned vacation now and be home. And they tag your gun. They tag your uniform. They put all that in evidence. It's a lot for the cop, you know. And you can hear in his voice and the stress. But this is as come when you sent me the text, I said, "Ooh, it's clean. This is as clean as and I hate saying clean as a police shooting can get, and because all of them are ugly and bad. But this is an armed bad guy out on the streets. The cop did a good job and got him off.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Want to buy him a gordita?
So you keep going back to that.
No, I want one.
I want one. We can all laugh about it now.
Yeah. Well, that really could have turned ugly for the trooper.
Yep.
It really could have. I mean, you look at the guy's eyes when he's reaching for that ankle holster, and, you know, obviously I've slowed it down a lot, but you look at his eyes, that's a cold look, and I'm going to kill you to get away here.
Yeah. Have you been in that in your long career? Have you been in a situation where you're pulling your gun and, like, your adrenaline's slowing things down, and you know if you don't do the right thing in that moment?
The time met us.
A whole bunch of times.
There was that time you met us.
Right.
But have you ever had that where, you know, if I don't do all the right things now, I could this could be the end for me?
Yes, there's been a few, and thank God I didn't. One specifically, the person ended up taking care of it himself. And another one, you know, a woman had a knife over my head right at the end of a hallway, and I had the gun pointed right at her head and begging her, please, please, please. Put the knife down. I don't want to, you know, she had it over her head raised to stab me.
Yeah.
And I didn't pull the trigger. She put the knife into her belly, and her family was there saying she's pregnant, and she fell to the ground.
You know what? This is, it's okay for us to hear this because we don't know all this stuff that you see
that
and
you
can't
go through,
unsee.
That you go through.
You can't live with it forever.
Unsee it.
It's true. And that's forever night.
And when people complain about your pensions or whatever, it's like, wait a minute. There's a long time you have to sit with
it. These
memories.
Yeah, they earned it.
They don't go away.
Yeah, don't be an ass. Yeah.
And you're making split-second decisions, and if you don't make the right one, it might be your bad day.
Yeah.
You
know?
That's it.
That's
the last
great news, though. Yeah. Great news, guys. No long-term psychological side effects. I'm just fine after all that.
You're talking to us.
Yeah, okay.
Good news.
Good news.
You're a friend of ours. How messy can you be?
My doctor tells me all the time, my psychiatrist, that I'm just fine.
We can see him too, right?
Oh, all right. Man. Well, thank you, Brian. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, man.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.